The city council meeting will come to order and the clerk will call the roll. Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Snappy? Mr. Snappy? And Ms. Travis?
Here.
We've got eight present.
Just so we're clear, are you hearing Mr. Snappy's mic?
I am not.
Anthony, can you check your mic, please? So we're going to pause here while Mr. Snappy gets his microphone fixed.
Fixed, sorry.
Are you there, Anthony?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely.
Barely.
Can you get closer to the mic?
Is that better?
Yeah, a lot better.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, we can hear you, and Mr. Snappy's present.
Nine present.
If we could go to the Pledge of Allegiance. I think, Phil, you put the flag up, and then Councilman Lattiser, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance again. If we could go to the Pledge of Allegiance. I think, Phil, you put the flag up, and then... okay, so... hope everybody can hear us okay. Any council members that cannot hear the administration, if there's a problem, let us know. We are continuing with our budget hearings, and this is Wednesday's budget hearing schedule. Are there any general communications that any council members have before we start? I know we had general communications last night. If not, we will continue with our budget hearings on the order of agenda that was posted. And the first item on for tonight is Public Works Administration. I didn't know if the administration had any opening comments or we just wanted to go into Public Works Administration.
Mr. President, honorable members of the City Council, I don't have any opening comments at this point. I just would like to go into the matter at hand and deal with the budget.
Very good. So the first item.
Mr. President, I make a motion to open the public hearing.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Public meeting stands open. First item on the agenda is Administration Public Works. And I don't know who will be presenting. I'm assuming it's the mayor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, honorable members of the City Council. The Department of Public Works comprises the pages from 55 through 64. And the budget supplement and personnel supplement 29 through 34. 29, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. Again, last year, the Department of Public Works was budgeted significantly higher than this year.
This year's 12 million?
Yeah, I'm just trying.
$12,514,938 in total?
Yes. It is significantly decreased by 10% over last year's budget. Last year was $13,896,000. This year is $12,514,000. Again, that is a rice and beans type budget that will continue to get the job done for the taxpayers of the city. take advantage of lower cost commodities and make it continue to be affordable for the taxpayers to live in the city. And I would also like to commend our Department of Public Works, who many of who, a good majority of them, have worked right through this COVID crisis relative to keeping the city running. I know many of your constituents continue to have their garbage picked up, their recycling taken, tree limbs removed, road patching, improvements throughout the city, and the automotive division, keeping our emergency apparatus on the road, fire trucks, emergency rescues, garbage trucks. We had many, many employees that came in through that crisis and went above and beyond to keep the city moving. And as I indicated with the police department prior to this, this DPW department, going into a COVID crisis as such as we are in the center of right now, I could ask for no better of a department. I've got to know many of these employees on first name basis, visiting them at the garage, dealing with them on the road, and I'm very proud of many of them. However, you know, there are some people that weren't able to work, that but they were on call in case they were needed. Those people were to have stayed at home, be available on call if needed. Some of them continued to do what they did, but I don't think of, there's not one instance where when we picked up the phone or when DPW and the directors picked up the phone that those people that weren't able to answer didn't answer the call for the public. And it goes to show that the public is first and foremost with this department, and I'm proud to be the mayor that opens that has a department such as this working for it. And secondly, I'm proud to see that the directors have been able to shave an additional almost 12% from a, I'm sorry, did I say 12?
Yeah, 12. So.
Yeah, 10% from a $13 million budget, almost $14 million budget, and still be able to function. And that says something for management. So I'd like to thank management. I'd like to thank the individual employees that stepped up to the plate. And to do this and propose to do this in the upcoming year at a 10% savings shows that we're all working together. Are there any questions?
I did not unmute myself, so I apologize. So I had one quick question, Mayor, on street lighting, which was 67224. I know the council worked with you last year and we were in the process of purchasing streetlights, and I was wondering, I know the budget is down in that line item this year, and I was just wondering if we could get an update as to what's happening with that program. And I know that there was an opportunity also to raise revenue by possibly renting out 5G sites to Verizon or T-Mobile or some of the other carriers that are trying to switch over to 5G. And I was wondering if you could give us an update on that.
Thank you for bringing that up, Council President, and Council President, members of the council. The street lighting at, repaving program, which was, I believe, unanimously approved by everyone here, both legislative and administrative, has, it's heading in the right direction and is proving to be a success. We were able to float almost $10 million in bonds at a rate of 1.25% or 1.2% in that vicinity. I don't have it exactly in front of me. And that is a historically low rate. The funds have not been transferred. Though the bonds have been sold, the funds have not come into the city coffers yet. So they're not reflected anywhere on our sheets. Once they will come into the coffers, they will be reflected on our sheets. And as you all know, with the restrictions placed on the issuance of these bonds, they cannot be utilized for anything other than asphalt draining and the improvements that that have been attached to it. And that's not that it was attached to it by we on a local level as elected officials, but that was also attached as it was represented in the bond market. So these funds are unable to, nor can they be used for any other purpose. Relative to the LED program, we are in the process of bidding that program out, which would also require a coordination with National Grid and individual vendors where when the bids come in and are awarded, we will start the process of changing the heads on the old neon type of lights. But having the opportunity to pay 1.25% debt service on these bonds, the savings, not to mention the increased illumination that one light, one LED light does to, as comparison to the old lights, will probably more than pay any debt service incurred for these improvements. In addition to that, the life expectancy of these improvements are 20 years plus. So they will far exceed the debt repayment term, which is also a positive for our city and taxpayers within our city. It was a win-win, and it was a win-win based on cooperation and communication with the legislative branch of government, the executive branch of government, and National Grid and utilities. However, as we were diving into this, even with the floating of the bonds, COVID-19 struck. In the beginning, no one was even buying municipal or government bonds because of the uncertainty of the economy, or if there would be an economy, if there would be a market anywhere. We've seen in the last 3 months, a market go from 12% down and bounce back 16%. You know, that's quite a swing. That's a roller coaster ride. We're still in an area of uncertainty, but based on our credit status, based on our history as a city in the city of Walt, and our financial status, our bonds, even with a pandemic, still generated an interest at a low interest rate of investors to invest in our community. And we plan on spending those investments as soon as those monies, as soon as we receive it, to continue with that road improvement program. I know that some of the council members out there have seen some road improvements within their areas. That is based upon the residual of what was left in that account from last year's budget that we didn't allocate to other sources, whether it be schools or other sources after we allocated it. But when it comes to this money, these monies, they can only be utilized for the specific purpose at hand. So not this council, not this mayor, not future councils, not future mayors can take that fund and use it for something else. There's a specific purpose and there's a specific guideline for its use, and it has to be adhered to. Hope that answers your question, Council.
Yes. So the other question I had was regarding trucks, in particular trash and recycling trucks. I know that we've had some breakdowns this year. I know we've talked about some lease purchase, and I was wondering if you could talk about trash and recycling and what our plan is there.
Correct. Well, trash trucks is not as easy as it sounds for replacement. To get a slightly used piece of apparatus is very difficult. To order a new piece of apparatus, production time is anywhere from 10 months to a year if we were to order today. But again, I want to give kudos where kudos are due. We have an entire sector, which is probably about two or three bays, that are devoted to the maintenance and upkeep of those trash trucks. And they are being repaired. They on a daily basis, they get used just like any other community. And they're functioning, and we're not skipping a beat. Did we acquire a couple of pieces? Yes, we did. They were slightly used. They've helped out. Would I like to have an entire fleet? Absolutely. But it's a balancing act as to what you can afford and what is absolutely necessary. And these are functioning. We keep the maintenance is by far superior to what it has been in the past. They're coming in for constant PMs. We have an acting director over at sanitation that is doing a fabulous job in tracking the repairs and problems with different apparatus. There's a terrific rapport going on that exists between the DPW director, the sanitation and recycling acting director, and our repair facilities. Jamie Van Guys, Tim over in the garage. And it's been working to the benefit of the taxpayers, which helps the taxpayers in that that's part of the reduction of cost. And if we can reduce cost and deliver the same services that are deserved by the taxpayers, why not? That's the way government's supposed to operate.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Yes, Councilman Lattisaw.
Yes, we seem to be jumping around a lot here on this agenda, and I would like to request that we can stick to the agenda item by item.
That's fine. So, do you have a question, Councilman?
I have a question, Mr. President.
So, Councilwoman, let me, I believe Councilman Lattisaw was recognized to ask a question,
okay.
So let me go to him and then I'll go to you.
All right, so sticking with Public Works Administration, the question I have is on 62-101 in salaries, there is an increase in those salaries, and I was wondering how those increases came about.
So then we want to go to the personnel page, Councilman Lattiser, which would be of the personnel supplement, page 34, because that would be the aggregate number to lead you in the proper direction. I would suggest you go to the personnel supplement, page 34, and that would explain and itemize each and every salary.
So can you tell me if there are any raises in this particular department?
I can read that to you. Is there any raises? No. There's no raises here other than any contractual raises. As a matter of fact, Councilman, there's a combination of duties that have resulted in less pay to certain individuals, where jobs from the administrative standpoint have not been filled, and really it's the election of the administration to do so, and the duties of those jobs have been combined at a lesser pay rate. So if you want to talk about savings, I refer you to the savings as indicated in your budget.
Mr. Mayor, what I was asking was an explanation to how the salaries went up in your proposed budget, $42,464. I think that's a reasonable question.
Are you on page 34? So Councilman?
Go to the budget, 55.
You're muted. Ed, you have to unmute. You can't hear your question.
I'm on page 55 of the general fund. Page 55 of the general fund, 62101. And
that's a decrease of $4,000, Councilman. I don't see where you're reading it as an increase. I see a decrease. Can you explain to me where you see it as an increase?
I see from year to date extended, $159,070. That averages $13,256 a month. So that does not bring us up to the year-end forecast of $201,653. So from the actual, or what I see based upon an average monthly salary of $13,256, you're somewhere in the vicinity of maybe $184,000.
It goes back to last year, Councilman Lattiser. Councilman Lattiser, if you recall, some of the ways this administration dealt with shortfalls is not to fill positions. And when we chose not to fill those positions, it resulted in savings. So I think what you're reading is it may have been budgeted for, but not filled for a period of time. I'm not saying all positions weren't filled. I'm saying that if we could get away for a few months, for instance, now I have a member of one department functioning in another department. That department position has not been filled. Will it be filled? Possibly. Maybe it won't. But if I can achieve a savings for the taxpayers, I will continue to do so. If I can't, and we need two people to do the job, then those two people will do the job, Councilman.
I'm all set on Public Works Administration.
Councilwoman Travis.
Mine is for highway, so if we're waiting to get to highway, then I'll have questions in highway.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Yeah, so if we're on administration, I don't see any members of the public that have any questions on administration, so or council members. So why don't we go right to highway, Councilwoman.
Okay. Well, first of all, I do want to state that, you know, I know Public Works, all divisions work very hard, and that's where most of our constituents are calling us on issues. I am concerned on a couple of line items, and one of them is I'll give you the number, 63229, the mosquito control. I see there's nothing budget there, but yet we had so much rain over the last couple of months. Have you got any concerns about, you know, why we don't have that, any figure there?
Last year, through the chair, Councilwoman.
Yes.
Last year, there was $1,500 budgeted for that. None of that $1,500 had to be expended. So we didn't budget for that line this year.
Okay.
However, if there's a mosquito flare-up, I'm sure we'll find, maybe from one of these unfilled positions or savings from one of the filled positions, the $1,500 to address the mosquito issue, if it does arise.
Okay, thank you. Another concern I have, but there is money here, so I'm not that, you know, I'm just worried about it could get worse. Is the rodent control, 63249, as you're aware, and I'll make sure I mention it in Parks and Rec, we have a very bad issue with the garbage. And when there's garbage, then there's rodents. I mean, I have both kind of rodents down there now, you know, with the impact of everybody coming down for the nice weather. But the garbage is unbelievable. And when that happens, of course, here comes the rodents. So I'm just hoping that we don't have to go over that number.
Right, right. Well, last year we budgeted $17,000 for that number.
Yep.
And this year we budgeted $15,000.
That's good.
So if we go $2,000 above where we are now, again, I'm sure, I hope we don't have to address that issue, but we'll have the funds to do that. But the fact that we budgeted $17,000 last year and we forecast spending $10,000, I feel very comfortable
with
$15,000 will be enough. I hope we don't have some sort of rat plague.
No, but, I know. I don't want it either.
We did, you know, I think, again, this goes to show you that we took a very lean budget and continued to make it even leaner, but functional and operational, where we can still perform the functions if as needed.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And before you got in, $1,000.
Is I don't know.
President, I have another question.
Yes, Councilman Lattiser.
Question on highway. So, Mayor, could you speak to us on the asphalt budget, 63290? We originally, there was, if I remember correctly, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I recall original budget last year was 4.5 million. I believe we took 500,000 out via the council, and then an additional 3 million, I believe it was, for schools. So we started out with 4.5 million. We ended up bringing it down to 1 million, and we spent 900,000. This year, you've budgeted 250,000, and I assume it's because of the $10 million bond for roads that I did vote in support. But if you could just clarify that, please.
Yes, I think it was well stated by yourself, Councilman. The bottom line is, much of that budgeted amount was that reallocated to other areas that the council and I agreed on relative to school funding and other projects. The other amounts, as I started off previously, were utilized in this year's asphalt recovering budget. And what is set aside in this budget for next year isn't for asphalt repaving, but that's for small patches and things of that nature that would be required by DPW Highway to access a smaller loads to do smaller jobs. We are putting all our eggs in that segregated basket of that 10 million plus for the next 3 years, devoted strictly for repaving of our streets and throughout our city. So, without getting into the widgets or the minute things, you're absolutely right in your assessment as to where those monies went.
Thank you.
Is there any other council members that have questions regarding highway?
I have a question.
Councilman Qualley.
Mayor, what is the significance in the personnel section that there are some positions that have asterisks next to them and it doesn't, there's no explanation concerning what, does that have any significance?
That would be page 49.
think it's page 35 in Highway. Okay. No, that's
about a half dozen of them.
Highway's 35.
On Highway, there's two, but there's one on the previous page, and there's one or two on each page. I just don't know if the asterisk means anything.
Of course it does, and I'm going to find out.
Okay.
Possibly the asterisk, you have two positions there. Mr. Mayor, sometimes in many of the asterisks, Bill DePasquale, Chief of Staff, as you look through the supplement, some of the asterisk will be an allocation of funds where they come from. In the case of Highway, it's a little differentiation on their scope of services. Well, they're both the light equipment operators. Some with the asterisk have a different skill set.
Okay. Well, on Highway, there's a light equipment operator and a senior equipment operator. Those are the two asterisks on that page. On the page before, next to the director, there was an asterisk. I was just wondering what specifically, what was the reason why they had the asterisk?
Yes, I'm going to have Jenny answer that question.
I think Gene Bouchard is the okay. Right person to answer that question.
Apparently, Councilman Corley, that's when individuals doing that job are being paid out of class. And that's from personnel. That's why I wasn't familiar with it. That was inserted by personnel.
Councilman, if I might help clarify, many times that is a person who's in the job either in an acting capacity or temporarily or acting out of class, and the Human Resources Department will put that asterisk there for their understanding. They're not permanently acting out of class, it's just at the moment the budget was prepared, but I believe the HR director can fill in more details on that, but that's what that notation is typically for. It also is, as the Chief of Staff pointed out, it can be because someone is being paid out of more than one department, but I don't think that's the case for the specific ones you're asking about.
Right. Well, one that might be apparent is the director has an asterisk next to him. Is the title of the director acting director now? Because that would be consistent with what you just said. On page 34 of the Director of Public Works has an asterisk.
He's acting out of class. He's exactly what Bill DePasquale, Chief of Staff, exactly what Mike had said, and the mayor. It's simply okay. A denotation that they're acting out of class. They may be in a subordinate position, but acting in class. Mayors always does more with less. Many times we have several jobs, more than one, and that usually denotes that.
I understand that. Thank you.
Is there any other council members that have questions? This is on Highway. If not, are there any members of the public, Phil, that would like to speak? If there's any members of the public that would like to speak, if they could just identify themselves for the record. Is there any members of public that would like to speak?
Yes, Rob Cody would like to question.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Councilman. I have actually several questions on a variety of line items, but I'd like to follow it up first, following the question from Councilman Lattisor on the asphalt. Just a minor correction. So far, we didn't spend the $900,000. Year to date, we spent $220,811. So, again, as Councilman Lattisor stated, we allocated $4.5 million. It was trimmed to $4 million, and that $4 million was adopted in the budget, and then $3 million went to the schools. Typically, in the past, when that's happened, and you look at last year's budget, the actual number that was allocated to that line item is shown in the budget, where this year, although we allocated $4 million, it only shows that we allocated $1 million because those monies were transferred. So that's being done, the math on that's being done differently from years past. But my question is, we began paving, with, let's say when this budget was adopted on July 1 of last year, up until now, up until May, out of that $1 million, we've spent $228,11. How are we going to spend the balance of that of $900,000 within the next 4 weeks? Can somebody answer that question for me, please?
Yes, I would like to answer that question to the citizen. The citizen asking the question, asphalt paving is continues up until last week and this week, weather permitting, continues to go on till the end of this fiscal year. Just because $200,000 has been paid out so far doesn't mean that $200,000 has not been, more than $200,000 has not been encumbered. In fact, there will be expenditures of items that are being expended, being incurred this fiscal year that will exist after July 1st and be part of this fiscal year's expenditure. And that will be part of the asphalt. Now, can I spend more than we have allocated for asphalt? Absolutely not. However, with the bond money coming in, we will continue to improve the roads of this city. And there will be at a cost, a minimal cost, with the savings between that and the LED lights. And this money cannot be utilized to plug any hole, whether it be along our waterways, our marinas, or anywhere else in the city of Warwick. This money can only be utilized for asphalt and drainage work and repaving, the associated work of repaving. So though you speak as if you have all the answers, you
excuse me?
Though you speak as if you are correct that we're only paying $200,000, you're incorrect in how you achieved that figure.
So I'm just going by what's on the budget where it says year to date expended.
That's so correct.
I'm looking at the numbers on the budget to, that's what has posed my question. However, before I get to the other line items, one of the questions that I do have, working with
Are we still on the same line item?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
Yeah. So what I wanted, and I guess this is just more of a query. I understand that the city does not have a third party testing laboratory assigned to test the asphalt mixes. Being very familiar with the laboratories, having working with all of them in Rhode Island as a consultant, I'm wondering why Warwick is one of the few cities that doesn't institute third party testing and inspection of the batches that we get from our vendors. Has there been any thought to that in the future, that as a double check for quality control, that we institute maybe third party testing?
That not being a part of the budget does not come under the purview of this meeting. If you're looking to establish different procedures in different departments, I suggest a different forum.
What forum would that be, just to ask that question?
I don't know. Maybe you can have a public get-together somewhere at the library.
May, is that being facetious? I'm asking a question.
I'm not being facetious.
Relative to that line item, is there anything that we can do to ensure?
And I'm telling you, sir, whoever you may be, I assume I know who you may be, but whoever you may be, I'm telling you that we are dealing with the budget. If you want to deal with changing procedures in the city.
No, I was asking a general question. I was asking a general.
All right. So what's, do we have another question? We have another question. Do we have any questions?
Yes. Scott Phillips, Ward 1. I'd like to ask a question.
Yes.
I know last year when we were talking about the paving budget or the asphalt budget, there was the issue of, well, not an issue, but that National Grid gives a reimbursement, and I was discussing it with the head of DPW last year that it was about $800,000 or $900,000. So I'm curious how they're handling that going forward. Is it rolled into the bond money every year, and how is that being taken care of on a budget perspective? Because I was told it was netted against expenses in the past.
Nothing is rolled into the bond money. The bond money is exclusive for asphalt purposes. When National Grid, and I thank our state legislature for this, our reps and senators, implemented a new law where they cut into our highways, that new law provides that they have to either reimburse or compensate the city for restoring that. Now, when you talk about rollover, depending on your terminology of rollover, what that does effectually is if I've got in my bond money enough to pay 100 yards down the way, and some of those roads were cut open by National Grid, the monies used for that National Grid will be used to extend, instead of the 100 yards, the 110 yards. So yes, by extending the scope of the project due to the additional revenue, if that's what you're calling a rollover, then so be it. You can call it a rollover. But I think that's like stretching more the distance of roads that we can repave at the cost of reimbursement from National Grid.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to say there was anything wrong with it. I was just saying if it usually was netted against the expense. So if you could...
No, it's not netted. It's not rolled into it. It is calculated to get even more distance or more yardage.
Okay, I understand that. But if it costs you, I'm just saying $100 to go 100 yards, and it costs you $150 to go 150 yards, and... That $150, $50 that you're getting back from National Grid, you're netting that. You're only expensing $100 to do 150 yards. That's what I'm getting at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. So that reimbursement, when you use the bond money to go 150 yards, you're only going to have to pay for 100 because National Grid is going to give you back. Whatever that National Grid reimbursement is going to be netted against that work you have done. Your expense for that from the bond will only be 100.
The bond money will not be combined with any National Grid reimbursement.
Then where did the National Grid reimbursement go?
It will be utilized to get more distance out of our repaving.
So you would pave more for less money?
I would pay more for less money?
You would pave more.
Yes. I would pave more without tapping the bond money, utilizing their revenue.
Their source. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. Yes. So it's going to be off. So it's not in the budget, this budget. It's going to offset costs.
Right. It's not in any budget.
Exactly.
It would be
part of the
more of a reimbursement that benefits the taxpayers in an extension of the ability to pave more roads.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public, Phil, that would like to speak? Any other members of the public that would like to speak?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, Council President, I had a couple of questions that maybe on several line items. For example, I'll give you just a couple of examples. 63227 supplies and traffic, drainage pipe, gravel, stone, curbing, frames and covers. So historically, the monies that have been allocated to these line items have never been expended fully. As an example, supplies, traffic and safety, $18,000. was allocated to date 13,871 and year-end forecast 15,000. Historically, that line item, as well as these others I'm referencing, have never been completely utilized. Yet every one of them has an increase. For example, supplies for traffic and safety has an increase now to 20,700. Drainage pipe from 6,000 to 6,900. Gravel and stone from 40,000 to 46,000.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Yes.
The questionnaire, the person posing the question, is reading from the wrong column. They're decreases, they're not increases. Please, if you're not familiar with it, just ask which column means which, if you'd like.
I'm looking.
But it's not an increase, it's a decrease, sir. So you're wrong in that, even though you sound very assertive that you're correct.
So I'm looking at the year-end forecast and the department's request.
And you have a question?
Looking at the budget column as opposed to the proposed budget column questionnaire.
Okay. So drainage pipe, for example, was budgeted at 6,000 year to date, 4,500 increase this year. The mayor's proposed budget of 5,500. Gravel and stone.
That's a decrease.
But that's a decrease from 4,500 that was used to 5,500. That's my question. What I'm basically saying, Mayor, is if we don't expend those monies historically.
He's not reading it right.
I'm reading it correctly. I see what you're saying. It's a decrease from the 6,000.
If I may interrupt you, there's still a quarter left. So you're not reading it accurately.
No. Let me just clarify. I understand what you're saying. The proposed previous budget was 6,000, and now you're proposing 5,500. I agree with you, there's a decrease. What my question is, the year-end forecast that is going to be used of 4,500, now the new proposed budget is an increase. So my question is just, if we have these year-end forecasts, which are typically pretty close and right on the money, and why would the next budget increase those as opposed to decreasing what we used, as opposed to decreasing what we budgeted for? So in other words, what we have budgeted for in these line items, historically, we never expend them. If we're going to lower it and have a decrease, shouldn't that decrease be from what we actually expend as opposed to what we budget for?
Revised budget last year was 18. It's down. You can't
these year. Again, I'd like to point out that the budget is significantly down over last year. That there's a quarter that some of it is encumbered. It's not an exact science. However, it's an approximate. It's not pulled from the sky, because if we could shave more, I would have shaved more. This is so when someone calls for work and we need the material, we're able to take care of it. You want to count widgets and little things as opposed to looking at the big picture, which is millions of dollars of savings and zero tax increase. Again, you can never predict the future, sir. It's like real estate. Someone 10, 15 years ago may purchase a piece of property for $200,000. And now, not that they're any expert investor, property has increased in value over those 10 years. Now you saying year to year commodities. I think you indicated you're in the construction business, contracting business, what's it?
I'm a consultant to construction services.
Okay, so you've got nothing to do with anything else. You're just a construction to consulting services to construction businesses. So you would know, being in that area, that materials, depending on supply and demand, fluctuate year to year, month to month.
Yeah, it's called commodities escalation.
And most people would say that if I bought something real estate 15 years ago that if, even without thinking, I know 15 years later that that property is going to appreciate unless I'm not a very good investor. When we do this, we don't buy large stockpiles. We buy what we deem is necessary. We don't overbuy. Sometimes we don't buy enough when something unexpected comes up. But again, that's part of the inner workings. It's not an exact science. As you should know, due to your profession, it's not an exact science, because I'm sure with the fluctuation in prices, whether it be petroleum or otherwise, whether it be asphalt or concrete mix that's imported from overseas, those figures change based on supply, demand, and availability. So it's not an exact science, and I'm not going to count widgets to try to get to it to be exact science. I'm going to concentrate on the dollars, the big dollars, and the big dollars here resulted in $1 million, well, 10% savings. And that's a big amount on $13 million. And that's where we should be concentrating on, not the widgets, sir.
Okay. Are there any other questions from the members of the public? Are there any other questions from members of the public, Phil?
No, sir.
Okay. And so we'll go to the next line item on the is sanitation and recycling. I don't know if there are any questions, Mayor. I think you kind of addressed these all together in your public works address, but I'll ask council members if there are any questions regarding sanitation and recycling.
Just one, Councilman McAllister.
Yes, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. On the tipping fees, this is one of those things, if correct, Mayor, that